Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Trump is imposing sanctions on Turkey for its military assault on Kurdish forces in northeast Syria. Vice President Pence is being sent to Ankara along with the president's national security adviser to negotiate directly with Turkey's president over the incursion. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Pence says Trump wants the invasion to stop and a ceasefire declared.
The United States of America did not give a green light to Turkey to invade Syria. The president has been very clear on that point and reiterated that to President Erdogan today.
The incursion began a week ago after Trump announced he was withdrawing U.S. troops from the region. The European Union is banning arms sales to Ankara in response to the fighting. Columbus, Ohio will be the venue tonight for the next Democratic presidential debate. 12 candidates will be on stage. NPR's Don Gagne says President Trump won Ohio in the 2016 election.
Ohio has long been thought of as a classic battleground state. Not so in 2016, though, when Donald Trump won here by more than 8 points. But polls show the president to be vulnerable in Ohio as 2020 approaches. State Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper says being chosen as a debate site tells Democratic voters that the state will be competitive next year. He says they're seeing an uptick in enthusiasm even beyond the eagerness to defeat the president.
So however we can channel this energy right now, we want to.
Pepper says they've been holding events since the weekend. He says they're working on voter registration already and building rosters of volunteers. Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbus.
The CNN New York Times presidential debate will air on CNN. It can also be heard on many NPR member stations. A former police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, is under arrest on murder charges in the fatal shooting of a woman inside her home over the weekend. The officer resigned from the force hours before he was formally charged. NPR Scott Newman says the officer is white and the woman killed was black.
Former Fort Worth officer Aaron Dean was charged with murder Monday night and jailed on $200,000 bond. At about 2:30 a.m. Saturday morning, as he was responding to a call about an open front door, police body cam video shows Dean approaching a back window at the home of Atatiana Jefferson, who was inside caring for her 8-year-old nephew. Dean is then heard shouting, "Hands up," and a split second later, firing his weapon. Jefferson was fatally wounded. Fort Worth's interim police chief, Ed Krause, says Dean was scheduled to be interviewed on Monday, but resigned from the force before he could be questioned. Scott Newman, NPR News.
It was the sixth fatal police shooting in Fort Worth since June. This is NPR News from Washington. Officials in Japan say more bodies have been found in the aftermath of a typhoon that caused widespread flooding and damage in the north and central parts of the country. At least 53 people are known dead. Rescue teams continue to look for possible survivors. Dozens of Native Americans gathered in South Dakota yesterday to honor children who died at the Rapid City Indian Boarding School in the late 1800s and early 1900s. China Lockett with South Dakota Public Broadcasting reports.
Heather Dawn Thompson reads the names of 45 deceased children.
Infant Naomi Goings, Sioux, unknown, August 6, 1920.
Children carry signs with those names over land that housed the 1,200-acre boarding school until the 1930s. 69-year-old Violet Catches only recently found the plot where her grandmother is buried. Mabel Holy was 18 when she died in 1901. Catches says her name was misspelled on the headstone. There are still children buried here, some in unmarked graves. For NPR News, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.
Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals, are one win away from advancing to their first World Series. Last night, the Nats beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-1 to take a 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. Game 4 is tonight in Washington. Game 3 of the American League Championship Series is this afternoon in New York. The Yankees and the Houston Astros are tied at a game apiece. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.